Brace yourself for a blast from the past, because this week's discovery finds a man haunted by a dark day from long ago. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Very few people live without regrets. Most of us have those moments in our past that we wish we could redo, that we wish had played out differently. And in the audio edition of Into the Lake by author L.K. Chapman, one man finds himself facing that moment again years later. The story finds a dark and troubling past coming back to haunt a young man just as he's finally found happiness. When he was a teenager, Josh attempted to save a classmate from drowning. He was quickly cleared of any wrongdoing, but that day has always haunted him. Years later, he meets Natalie, who's battled her own troubled past. Together, they find happiness, but just as they begin planning their wedding, someone begins attacking them online, dredging up Josh's past. And as Josh begins questioning everything, Natalie tries to prove his innocence before she loses him forever. Slowly, Josh begins to open up about his past, not just about that day at the lake, but also about the emotional abuse he suffered because of his stepbrother Toby and the pain it caused him. After years of separation from his family, he's finally stronger. But when the trolling starts online, it brings him back to that time, to the pain and anguish and self-doubt. At times, Josh's behavior may seem melodramatic, but it's also understandable, considering the years of abuse that he suffered. The pain that it continues to cause him is heartbreaking, and it's admirable of Natalie to decide to step up and help the man she loves, even if it means putting herself in uncomfortable or even potentially dangerous situations. Still, as Natalie secretly searches for answers and the pieces start coming together, everything is just a little too coincidental, with too many connected characters playing a part in the drama. The story is definitely suspenseful, with twisting stories and multiple conflicts, but the conclusion is far from satisfying. But is it worth dredging up the truth with this tormented couple? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. As the story plays out, readers will get to know and care about these characters. But when they've uncovered all of the facts about what happened all those years ago, and even in the years since, it's just all too convenient to be believable. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Into the Lake by L.K. Chapman is 9 hours and 46 tense and tangled minutes long and is available from Dreamscape Media. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.